Wade Gershner back with you on the Sports Ticket. Today we are joined by a former Beloit High School star athlete who did very well in all sports. He was an all-state running back. He was all-league as a sophomore, junior, and senior at Beloit High in football. He was all-state shortstop. He was all-league as a sophomore, junior, and senior in baseball. He was a wrestling state champion at 160 pounds as a senior. And now he has gone to the dark side. He is now a K-6 physical educator. Believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, in Rossville, Kansas, he's an assistant junior high and high school wrestling coach, a junior high football coach as an assistant. He helps with the high school football team. We did not bring Bo on to come up with some big secrets about Rossville football. Bo Beheimer, who graduated from Beloit in 2014, is our guest today on the Sports Ticket. Bo, my man, it's been a while since I've talked to you. How you doing?
I'm doing good, doing good. It's good to hear from you.
Is it a little bit bittersweet that Rossville and Beloit are playing in the state title game for you? I would imagine you have a little bit of conflicted emotions.
You know, people from Rossville, they're crazy about football, and they know that I'm from Beloit, and trust me, I've gotten a lot of people coming up to me being like, oh, you better not be giving out secrets and, and stuff like that, but it's going to be an awesome day. I can't wait to see it all come together, you know. It's going to be a very special day for me, just knowing so many people from two of the best communities in Kansas. I mean, I'm very, very excited.
Well, let's go through the timeline here for a moment. You after Beloit, you went to Cloud and you played baseball, and then you went to Washburn and played baseball. Take me through those two stops and then how you got to be a K-6 physical educator in Rossville.
So when I went to Cloud, I had a great experience there and was able to graduate in a year and really learn how big junior college actually is, especially in the baseball side. I mean, a lot of good players going through there. And then through Washburn, had one really good year there as a team, and then my other 2 years there, we weren't that good, but it was just, I met some friends for a lifetime. And so my senior year at Washburn, our head baseball coach there, Harley Douglas, was actually from Rossville, and so they needed a junior high wrestling assistant. And so that would have been about 5 years ago. I helped out with junior high wrestling, and I got in the room and was around there. And then I think they kind of saw how much passion I had for the sport of wrestling, and just kind of went there and ended up student teaching here at Rossville. And then there was a job opening out there at the end of, so this is my third year there, and now we're here.
Bo Beheimer, our guest today, graduated from Beloit in 2014. When we go back and look at your high school athletic career, of course, we went through some of the accolades. We probably even left some of them off as well. But let's start with wrestling, because that is something near and dear to your heart. State champion as a senior, I remember that. That was pretty awesome. I'm trying to remember, did you qualify for state every single year when you were in high school?
Yeah, so I placed every year, which was really cool for me. Looking back now, I'm like, man, I wish I would have worked harder and been able to do better. But, yeah, that was hats off to all my coaches growing up. You know, Coach Peterson, actually, he just got inducted in the Wrestling Coaches Hall of Fame, which was really cool for me to be at a couple weeks ago as a kids club coach. And then, obviously, Coach Nimchek and a few other coaches there that helped me out a lot.
And, of course, you played baseball there at Cloud. You played baseball at Washburn. And then, of course, you're outstanding running back and linebacker. And even a year you played nose guard, undersized, and caused problems for opposing teams. What was your favorite sport of the three?
That's always tough. I mean, I don't think I could boil it down. But, man, especially right now with everything going on, I'd say football, just, you know, being there and missing it so much. But that's one thing I liked about being a three-sport athlete was, you know, it's my time to do that every season and get a move on. You know, we're as baseball, doing it year-round, it was just like, man, I could use something else. So I don't think I could dial it down. Right now, I would say football, though.
Okay. Sure. You're kind of seasonal. You're kind of like my kids. You know, whatever season it is, that's your favorite sport for the most part.
Right.
You were a starter at linebacker, running back. We mentioned you played some nose guard one season. But the 2013 team, you played linebacker and running back. And you remember that team that made it to the 3A state title game against Silver Lake. Before we talk about that game in particular in that day, I remember 2012, you guys played Scott City. They came up to Beloit. It was a ton of people were there. It was a great game. Scott City was able to get by and beat you guys, but then you got a chance at rematch a year later and were able to get over that hump and make it to state. What was it like, and what did it mean to you and the whole team to get through Scott City and punch your ticket to the state championship game back in 2013?
man, looking back at those times, it was, you know, we had a chip on our shoulder all year working for that one. And just to play Scott City there was, you know, was awesome. And we wanted that game so bad. And hats off to our coaches and all of our players. Man, we worked for that one. And it was just an amazing experience to go through. And it's cool seeing it on the coaching side of it now, too.
Do you remember some of the stuff that took place and some of the memories you are fond of the week of the state championship game leading up to kickoff?
Yeah, I mean, I look back and just we were really cherishing that whole week, you know, knowing that us seniors for sure, we had a really good senior class that year. We were all really close, and I'd played football since, you know, we were playing flag football really early. But every day of practice, we just had a blast out there flying around trying to make plays and just enjoying our last week of football, and then getting prepared for that game was a lot of fun.
I'm sure you received a lot of input, a lot of congratulations, pats on the back from even former Beloit players that were part of those championship teams back in the 70s and also in 96.
Yeah, and, I mean, Coach Seifert and Isbell and even Coach Cox, you know, they were on those team, a couple of those teams, and just hearing from them, they're like, you know, kind of what I just said, soak it up, everything you can. And they were just fired up for us. I remember Coach Seifert's speech before the game. Man, there was some of our guys in tears, just how much, like, passion he had and how fun it was getting ready for that game. And I wasn't crying, but, man, I was fired up. I remember that.
Now, you played Silver Lake. Tell me about the game day experience. That was, of course, in Hutchison in Class 3A. Now Beloit's going to be in the 2A state title game this Saturday in Salina against Rossville, which is your current employer. The title game experience, were you nervous? Were you fired? Were you nervous? Were you anxious? Were you apprehensive? Were you maybe a little overhyped? I mean, what were you feeling as you ran out there ready to go for kickoff?
I could probably just say yes to most of those, but for the main thing, I was fired up, I know, and just looking at our crowd, holy cow, I remember before the game, seeing how many people were there that, you know, we had that whole side filled and people standing on the fence, just looking over there and having my parents there and all my family was just an amazing experience. And, I mean, obviously the game didn't go how we wanted, but I'll never forget when Vetter caught the opening kickoff, yeah. And we actually took it back to the house, and I was running there right side by side, you know, and just looking at him in the eyes and then looking at our fans, just going crazy. And then obviously it was all downhill from there, but until then it was pretty fun, that's for sure.
Yeah, it was a heck of a way. I'll never forget that either. Before people even got in their seats, you guys were up just like that with the kickoff return by Peyton. But like you said, things didn't go the way that you would have liked. Do you get a little more satisfaction being a member of Rossville now to win? You know, you've seen Silver Lake twice this year in football, beat them last week in the state semifinals, 36-8. Do you feel a little bit of satisfaction knowing that, yeah, they beat us in 13 in a state title game, but it's so sweet to beat Silver Lake, because I know that's quite the rivalry. 5.8 miles separate the War on 24 between Silver Lake and Rossville.
Wade, I think part of the reason I got this job is because I hated Silver Lake coming out of the game. Honestly, like, this rivalry is insane. Like, it's hard to explain how much hatred each town has for each other. You know, they get along until football season or even whenever they play. Just a cool rivalry to be around, and especially being so close. And I was talking to Silver Lake head wrestling coach. I don't remember when it was. I think it was maybe early, late 2000s. They had went to 13 state title games in a row or something like that. It was crazy, but now for Rossville to be on the winning side, and I haven't been here for a very long time, but a lot of the Rossville fans are, you know, giving it back to Silver Lake, so it's awesome, honestly.
Yeah, it's when only 6 miles separate the two, and they're both so good in many sports, but particularly football. Amazing stat I looked up this week was since 2002, Bo, 16 of the last 20 years, either Silver Lake or Rossville has been in the state title game. That's crazy.
Yeah, it really is. And the thing about the rivalry is it's enhanced because, you know, we're playing in the sub-state finals a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, we're playing in big-time games. And, you know, even I honestly thought we were a lot better than them the first time we played them and our starting quarterback got hurt right before halftime. But no matter what, you know, they could be 2-8. Ross could be 2-8, and they just it always seems like a good game. So it was kind of surprising that we kind of poured it on them last week.
Now, granted, you didn't have a school that was 5.8 miles away that was a gigantic rival when you played at Beloit. But what was the biggest rivalry to you when you played at Beloit? What was the one that fired you up the most?
Concordia, for sure. Yeah. Is it still that way?
Yeah, they play each other each year, yeah.
And it kind of stinks, you know. Concordia was always 4A when I was in high school, so we didn't ever play them. And we always played them, it seemed like, first game of the year and most stuff. And obviously wrestling, we saw them everywhere. We played in baseball, too. But those were the guys that we just kind of, you know, we didn't really like very much.
So you're now an educator, which is pretty scary, man, for people that know you back in the day. I'm just messing with you. It's all good.
No, you're not wrong. There's a lot of people that would be like, I cannot believe they're teaching children.
Now that you're older and you're an educator, what has been some of the biggest lessons you've learned from being a student athlete to now being the person in charge of a PE class or a classroom?
Just, like, regrets of not being able to tell my teachers I'm sorry, probably for a lot of the stuff I did, you know, being crazy all the time. Like, I'm like, I don't understand how people can be in education for so long. I'm loving it. It's so much fun, but man, there's kids that are crazy, and I know that I was one of them, but I'm just so thankful for all my teachers, and especially my coaches. You know, they put a lot of time and effort in for not a lot of, you know, money especially, and take time away from their families. You know, I don't even have kids right now, and these kids right now are my kids, you know, so it's a lot of fun, and I just like to thank all my educators back from Beloit. They had a lot bigger impact on me than they would ever know.
Bo Beheimer, he is our guest. He graduated Beloit 2014, is a member of that team for Beloit that went to the state title game that fell to Silver Lake in 3A and Hutchinson back 8 years ago, is our guest. And the final question for you, Bo, and I appreciate you taking the time. And I think whenever somebody might have said, oh, you're going to Bo on the show. Oh, okay, let's go ahead and find some really top secret information. And that was not the point of this at all. But I'm sure, like you said earlier in this interview, that there were some Rossville people saying, you better not share this or this. And then I'm sure Beloit people like, come on, man, just throw me a bone. Give me at least one piece of information. You probably feel like you've been torn in half, right?
A little bit. You know, one thing that I'll tell the Ross, that I've told many Rossville people, probably Beloit people haven't really heard this much, but it's like I've spent the last 5 years coaching these kids at Rossville, and the time and effort and dedication they put in for the coaches and me, and it's just, I'm so excited to watch them go out and play for another title because they've earned it. I'm very excited for them. And I know the kids from Beloit have done it too. I just haven't been there, if that makes sense.
Sure. So what advice, Bo, would you give this year's team, whether it's Beloit or Rossville? What advice would you give if you were speaking to each one of them in the locker room? What advice would you give as they head out for the state title game on Saturday, play each other for the 2A title in Salina at 1 o'clock? What advice would you give to both these schools or both these teams and players and coaches after having been a part of a state championship experience that you had back in 2013?
What I would say is very, very few people get to play in the state title game. You know, it's an excellent opportunity, especially for the seniors. Some of you guys will never play a game, win or lose, again. So lay it out on the line, you know, every play for your brothers, and just get after it, honestly. Just have fun, enjoy the atmosphere, pump up the crowd, you know, like the crowd loves it. They're there for you. And, I mean, I just can't even talk right now because I'm so excited for Saturday for both teams because it was such a great impact on me that I'll never forget.
Bo, we appreciate the time. I see your dad from time to time, and he tries not to give me a hard time. That's not true at all. I try not to give him a hard time. That's not true at all either. But it's really nice to catch up with you, and I knew you'd be very successful in whatever you choose to do, and it does make me feel pretty old that I'm now talking to you, talking about a game that I remember very, very vividly that was 8 years ago. So pretty soon, you'll just keep moving up the chain here, and then next thing you know, you'll be one of those teachers or educators that's been doing it for 30 or 40 years.
Right, and I'm excited, and I can't wait for the opportunity to do that someday. I have so much respect for the people that have done it for so long, and You know, I really appreciate, like I said, everything that the teachers and coaches gave me from Beloit, because I think since I had such great teachers, I think I'm going to be able to be a great educator and a coach, just learning so much from them.
Bo, thanks for your time, and we won't even ask you who you're actually going to be pulling for or cheering for. Just enjoy the experience yourself. Thanks so much, and continue success in your future endeavors, my friend.
Well, thank you, and I will say, I got to say it, go Dawgs.
Oh, he got it in at the very end. Ladies and gentlemen, Bo Boeheimer, Beloit grad from 2014, our guest today on the Sports Ticket.